Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and the Bot. It's Monday morning. It's April 5th. And the things that I always notice after the weekends is how my headset never works correctly, and I can't even tell if I'm turned on.
Well, we have had we have
studio. Hundreds of people in here over the weekend. Yeah.
In case you've not seen or heard our Saturday shows, so rich, full of information. In fact, this Saturday we had a dog trainer, and they came in and took Trudy Pratt's spot for the day, and Carla Jackson, and that was really interesting because she had on a veterinarian out of Palisadro who works on large animals and does acupuncture, and I learned so much listening to that show.
Well, you know, our show starts at 7 o'clock in the morning with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, and they'll sell anything. Anything except, I think, animals, people, and guns.
And probably not like false teeth or something like that.
You know, things like that land. But then Kurt Largent gives us the best in real estate. Everything that's happening in the real estate here in our community. Lots of good tips. Lots of good ways of going about buying or selling a home. And then, of course, Alana Burke. And Alana Burke is also a columnist in the paper, and we're going to discuss her column today. One of her columns today. Then Trudy Pratt, wellness and a leading health and fitness expert here in town. Then Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Where Mark Pierce, her husband, interviewed her. Like, how interesting that was to twist it on her. But she is a yoga expert, and they really went into what does it mean to you. And so many of the koshas and the doshas and all the things that, you know, perhaps after doing something for 8 years or 9 years, you don't really break that down as much. So that was very encouraging and intellectual, and I learned a lot.
Oh, and then at noontime, we have Psych Talk with Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, who talk about relationships. And they had another psychologist. They had a psychologist in, role-playing. How do you get along with your partner? This is a great show. It's one of our newer shows and is going to it has a lot of great information, and they are just a fun couple to listen to. And then Sharon with Senior Solutions talks about anything that has to do with the senior community. And we, sons and daughters, who are there at this point, to help our parents. And then, of course, Bad Bob and his Boomer Tech.
And good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's a full weekend. And then we go on to a Sunday with Steve Lafferty in Changing Our Attitudes, Shifting Our Dreams, 9 to 10 o'clock on Sunday night. I tell you what a great way to end the weekend, though. It relaxes and you get into a meditation that get you ready probably for the rest, starting the next day on Monday. So if you haven't checked it out, and we didn't mean to get into this morning, but if you don't know what's going on in our Saturday and Sunday shows, you need to take a look at it. It's a full day on Saturday and growing. We've added another show that's going to be going from 3 to 5, starting either this week or the next week.
Well, we know how busy everybody was this weekend. It was a wonderful Easter celebration, I'm sure, for all. And starting this week, now we have, we've got a lot on our plates this week, but it's all really, really cool.
We have a debate Friday.
You know what
Steve Carlton and Jerry Benito.
That's right. This morning we start our Enjoy magazine. We have James Mazzotto on probably about a little bit before 8 o'clock. If you have never, really checked out the Enjoy magazine, you really need to just pick it up, and it's free. So, when you're sitting someplace or you see it someplace on the stand, pick it up. It's really, a tribute to some wonderful talent and businesses and artists and photographers and, places in that makes you want to, if you're thinking about leaving the North State, just check out this magazine to see how beautifully and progressive we're coming. We're coming along. So, and that's a wonderful thing to do. So just we're growing. You know, I've got to tell you about the weather, though, because if you're just tuning in, it's 37 degrees this morning. Can you believe yesterday's weather? That was huge.
Well, it went from kind of like decent, kind of decent, and then it went really bad, and they shut down Highway 5, I think like 10 miles up the road because of snow.
Well, it was Easter. I mean, I had my Easter bonnet on. I like to wear hats on Easter. And you know, we went to church, and then we went to that great brunch at Market Street Steakhouse, and it was cold. I felt like I was in mountainous, cold, wet weather, and then only to see as the day progressed how
worse.
Intense it was. And, Bob, you were filming Neighborhood Church all day long at the convention center.
I was participating with Community Access Channel 11. Yes, Neighborhood Church did three services yesterday, and we had a great crew there, Fred Chavez on camera, and several good friends of mine who I work with from time to time. And, of course, Brad is the general manager down there at Channel 11, and it was a great production. It was a good show.
And then?
Not only crazy weather, how about the earthquake? There's an earthquake that happened.
It was a 7.2 down along the border.
Well, and you know, excuse me, we were just there. Last weekend, we were just driving from Palm Springs. We were in San Diego, then, you know, Palm Springs, and then back over. Well, the earthquake was felt all the way to Los Angeles, of course, and Baja. So I think 7.2, two people killed. So far, I'm sure as the day's progressing here in the next 2 hours, we'll be bringing that to you. Okay. We're here now seeing the, what does it say, Bob?
Shasta Lake, 21.75 feet from the crest.
Yay.
Well, I wonder how long it's been since it's been that high. But it's probably been years for that.
Well, we're always taking your emails and your phone calls. Happy Monday. It's our number here is 605-4567 for the hotline. Email me, Linda at KCNR1460.com, and if you've got something that you want to cover or bring to your attention, we do have somebody coming in the station in just a moment.
Well, this is this first half hour is going to be completely open line. We're going to be talking about anything from health care to is abortion on demand by children, is that allowable? And is the Tea Party... Is the Tea Party a political movement, a viable political movement yet? Is it something that both parties should embrace, ignore, fear? We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're out there streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Started a little bit slow this morning. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line number, let's try 8 with Ron. You're on KCNR.
Okay, good morning to you guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You said you saw or talked to Meg Whitman, I guess, the other day?
I didn't talk to her. I haven't been blessed enough to talk to Meg Whitman yet.
Was that just an April Fool's joke then?
No, I saw her. I did go over and I saw her speak to, gosh, you know, 200 people at least.
Heard her and saw her.
Frozen Gourmet place.
Was the general public, could they have gone, or was it just for news media?
No, it was general public.
Gosh, I wish I'd have known that. I'd like to have gone over.
I believe it was general public. It was let me put it this way. I saw a lot of politicians. I saw a lot of other people that were there. I mean, they put the media in a little spot, but it seems to me that I saw a number of people that weren't necessarily associated. In fact, one person when they in front of me, they asked if they wanted to wear a Meg, you know, a sticker or something. He says, no, he just came to listen to her. He had not made up his mind. So.
Did they allow you to, or anybody to ask her questions?
Yes, she was asking questions. I was leaving at that point because I had an appointment. I was there for about 35 minutes to listen to what she was saying, and then the questions started after that.
Okay, I wonder if she'll come back to, like, say, one of the tea parties or something and have another talk where we could go talk to her, ask her questions.
I would think she would. You know, the thing about it is according, and I haven't seen the latest polls, but she's leading Poisoner by a lot. And then she's starting to concentrate on Jerry Brown. Now, the fact that she's been up here three times, this is her third visit. The last time I saw her was at the Chamber of Commerce, and there was nobody there except the media just asking her questions. But this time it was a little bit bigger rally. I could have missed another one in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have her on the show so that so you can open it up. It's like, you know, people go to they'll go to a rally or something. There's 200 people there, you know, to listen, and on the show you can get thousands, and people then can call in mm-hmm. questions, which is what we like.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, but I'd also like to see her one of the tea parties where, you know, we could all go to either Tobacco and Brewer, go to the other tea party, and have a talk with her. I'd like that.
We're trying to work something like that there. We'll see what happens with her.
Okay, well, I just was curious then.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, I just got something from, you know, this is according to Pete Stiglitz's campaign that he is asked to debate Congressman Wally Herger, and Congressman Herger has decided not to debate Pete Stiglitz, that their policy is never to debate within the party, but to debate the Democrats.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I find that interesting. I think it's good to get the facts out there.
Yeah,
kind of help hone Wally's game there.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to both of them.
Yeah.
To both of them.
Well, now we've had Pete on here before, and Pete will be on again, of course, and have him down there at Tobacco and Brew, so you can ask him questions.
I was there. I talked to him.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd like to see both of them together, where I could, you know, put both of them in the spot.
I think that. Well, you know what? That's what it's about. Hey, you want to represent us? Then, you know, stand up, get in front of the people, let them ask questions. And it's not, you know, not a lot of them not going to be nice questions. I mean, I don't mean that nice in the sense of the way they're asked. They're going to be hard questions.
Right.
And you need to say, you know, either I agree or no, this is a yes or no answer. And then when they try to get away with, it's not a yes or no answer. No. It is a yes or no answer.
Mm-hmm.
You either agree with the Constitution or you don't agree. You agree the Constitution is written, or you think that the Constitution is a living document that can be changed at somebody's whim.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to see them debate. Like I said, I've gone to both tea parties, and I enjoy talking to or listening to the people and talking to them, and I don't think anybody was rude to anybody, but they did.
No.
Do ask for some pretty stiff questions.
Yeah. I think that's what people they're put off, you know, by the lame media there that say, gosh, you know, they get shouted down. You know, I've been to a couple of tea party, different tea party meetings, because, you know, I don't belong to any tea party group. I like to go to all of them just to see what's going on. And I've heard them go up there with some pretty contentious issues, and I've never heard anybody shouted down or anything like that. It's tough questions, but the people respect the answers. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey Ron, thanks a lot.
You betcha. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Hey, we're gonna take another break here in a little bit, but you know the Tea Party movement. They're getting ready to. They're launching next week too. They've got some big things happening next week. It's April 15th. Everybody, are you getting ready? Have you paid your taxes early? So those people that are out there without jobs, and that are spending most of their money on bad decisions so they can get their money. And if you pay early, maybe you can make sure they don't run out of money. April 15th, it's approaching quickly. Are you ready, Bob? Have you paid your taxes?
Hey, we're getting something back.
Oh.
Not much, but, you know, it's better than having to send them a check.
Well, you can go out and have coffee. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. And you can write to Linda, at 1460.com. The last caller is about getting the elected officials in front of groups of people. Yeah, it could be Tea Party. It could be the Democratic Party of Shasta County. It could be the Code Pink. Of course, Code Pink usually has their meetings in a phone booth. There's not a lot of them around here. However, they are an organization. We have a couple of guests in our station, and we're setting them up right now.
Coming up, this is what we talk about, community outreach, and you know, how important it is. You might have recently heard about Logan's Heroes. Logan Thompson is a very young child, and on April 12th, You can go to Dry Creek Station if you're looking to do something to give to a situation that is sometimes bigger than ourselves in why and help in the cure, help the cure. Right now we have Logan's father in the station. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your name.
My name is Troy Thompson.
Okay. Okay. So, Troy, why don't you give us a little backstory on Logan? And we wanted you to come in today because this has been a very quick thing that happened last week. It was like we're all, woo, whatever we got to do there for, to be there for you guys.
Yeah, it seems like the whole situation has been just taking us by surprise. Logan's an 8-year-old boy that was born here in Reading. Last October 18th, he was flown to Sutter Memorial, which was thought was a ruptured appendix. He had had a kind of an ongoing stomach ache situation for a couple weeks. We took him to the doctor a couple times. They had done blood work, nothing showed up. They kind of thought maybe he just had some type of GI tract bug. Well, Saturday the 17th, he was having a good day. He went to the salmon festival with his friends and came back and did some chores, and we made dinner and he ate dinner, and a couple hours later he started getting a severe stomach ache, and it lasted for about an hour to hour and a half, which was considerably longer than what he had previously been experiencing. So we decided to take him into the emergency room because he started to vomit, which was something new. We got to the emergency room, and basically they kind of gave us a couple options that, you know, one is we can come back in 8 hours if he continues to have stomach pain, or they could go ahead and do a scan. So we elected to go ahead and perform the scan, and that's when this mass showed up, and they weren't quite sure what it was, and so they elected to send us on a plane ride that morning to Sutter, and basically it was just kind of a whirlwind from there. You know, it went from being a ruptured appendix to cancer to, you know, he ended up having a hole in his intestine from the tumor as the chemo melted the tumor away, and had to go in for a couple emergency surgeries and get that section of his intestines resected. And so it's been just a tornado of emotions and stress, and pretty unbelievable, pretty disrupting for a family, you know.
Well, of course, your 8-year-old boy, I mean, you have a picture of him with his hat on, and here's this wonderful, you know, he's looking around over his shoulder, just like no care in the world except for to be a boy.
Yeah.
And into finding out that he has what's it called? Burkitt's lymphoma?
Burkitt's lymphoma, yeah.
And so we have to go to break. We have to take a hard break. When we come back, let's talk about that day. Let's talk about what we're doing, where we're going, and how the community can get behind it. We also have calls coming in. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. And
if I can say, Troy, it's these treatments are going constantly. This is something that you are on the move constantly with.
Right.
And the benefit that Dry Creek Station is putting on will help defray
tremendous.
A lot of these expenses. Okay.
Yes, tremendous.
This is Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guest, Troy Logan. And Troy Thompson.
Troy Thompson.
And we're having he brought in a poster today because we're having a fundraiser for his son, Logan. And Logan is 8 years old.
8 years old.
Eight years old. He's been hit with
Burkitt's lymphoma.
And this is just out of the blue. just, I mean, it wasn't like a child that's been ill for years. It's all of a sudden it hit them.
Yeah.
And then you decided that day, and you were talking about it. You know, let's have the CAT scan. Cancer was found.
Right.
And now you're in a battle.
It's pretty much, there's light at the end of the tunnel now.
Great.
Of course, we've been dealing with this since October nonstop. He never left the hospital since October 18th.
141 days in the hospital undergoing three surgeries and two still to come.
Correct.
I didn't realize he had not come home until right then.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And what a courageous fight this boy's putting on.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I tell him all the time how, you know, brave and strong he is. You know, viewing from the sidelines, I couldn't see myself going through what he's been able to go through.
I hope he can listen to this so we can tell him, too. Now, people out there know how brave he is.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a lot for an 8-year-old boy.
It's a lot for a 30-year-old to take, or any age, but he's still in there hanging in there.
Yeah. Okay,
with a great smile.
Here's what our hearts are just pouring for the recovery. And we want to see Logan be himself again and out there, you know, playing ball or whatever he does. But what we can do as a community is we can go out to Dry Creek Station on April 12th.
A week from today.
From 5 to 9 and $10. They've got an incredible menu planned. It's not even about the food. It's about showing up and just being part of the community. So now tell us, do we have to buy tickets? Can we just show up? Because it's going to be packed. People in this city are very community-driven, and when they hear this, they're going to be, what do we have to do? We're going to mark our calendars. We're going to be there. For those people who are concerned about the menu, we do have someone very special from Dry Creek. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell our listeners your name.
I'm Jolene Hainer.
Thank you and welcome. And we heard that it was a very special friend of Troy's who put this event together, along with you and the great people out at the Dry Creek Station. So tell us what's happening that night.
From 5 to 9, we're serving a menu that we put together, your choice of ribeye or New York steak, and the three chickens, teriyaki barbecue or Italian chicken, and our beer battered prawns for $10, no tax, and all proceeds. All of it will go to Logan's family to help with medical bills.
And while Troy and Logan's family have medical insurance, you know, you've got a huge deductible that they're having to make up. And you've already done, I think you hit the $1 million mark yet?
I'm sure, without a doubt.
Yeah.
They've hit the $1 million mark. Now, and they don't have to pay all this, but they have to pay a considerable sum, plus the fact that now here's an 8-year-old that's putting up a good fight. And it's from our community. And we strongly, strongly support this and urge all of our listeners, all of our people on our motorcycle groups and car groups and you name it, come on out there. Let's go out to Dry Creek Station at between 5 and 9 p.m. a week from today, April 12th. Let's have a great dinner.
And, again, all the proceeds are going to go towards Logan's medical fund. And I understand the first day that you found out the information that, boom, he needed to be operated on, it was $40,000 the first day.
Yeah, within the first 8 hours, we had an emergency flight that cost $27,000 and a CT scan and hospital bill of $12,500 in about the first 8 hours. So,
I mean, you know, here we are on Monday morning. We've just had a great Easter day and being with family. And this is just boom. This is about what can happen to anybody, anytime, any moment.
You never know.
You never know.
Totally prioritizes how you live your life now, because you never know if you're going to have tomorrow, you know. So
it makes you appreciate perhaps each day a little bit more.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, we're behind you. We want to help Logan Thompson. I know you all want to help him, our listeners. So a week from today, and we'll be talking about it again.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista.
And a Dry Creek Station is a great place anyway.
It is.
The neat hang.
Good area.
It's great out there. But every cent, not part of it, not after expenses, every penny goes to help Logan Thompson. All right, Troy, thanks so much
for coming in. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
Well, hey, you know what?
Come back again.
This is what a community station is.
Right.
We're here to support our community and a lot of causes, but we want the best for Logan. Hey, you know, tell him to keep fighting it. We're behind him, and thanks out again to Dry Creek Station.
April 12th, 5 to 9.
We'll talk about it again. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome to FISA.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, joined by Bad Bob on the production board.
And also, my parents just walked in. They're here visiting for Easter, and before they head back to Sacramento, they just popped over there. And hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi. We haven't awakened yet.
And welcome to our world. Anyway, so the weather today is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. In case you're just tuning in, it's 38 degrees outside. Ooh, welcome to this fifth of April. Showers mainly after 11 a.m. today, and tonight scattered showers before 11 p.m. So today's going to be high 52. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Okay, is the Tea Party a viable movement? Is the Tea Party going to have a strong impact on these next elections? I don't know. They've started doing studies about it. You know, first of all, the Tea Party movement, which we can say is that in Reading, when we first were approached by, and his name was Greg Mann, he said he wanted to start a movement. It was called the Bostonian Tea Party. And this was, gosh, over a year ago. We were at another station, and he sat down and talked to us, and he had all these ideas. And the question was, do you even have a web page? No. Well, you need a web page. You need some way people get a hold of you. You know, you want to come on and talk about it. People have to be able to talk about it later. A week later, he came back to the web page, and through the efforts of many, many people, on April 15th of last year, there was a walk across the Sundial Bridge that was of about 3,000 people of all persuasions.
It was such a patriotic, I think it blew everybody's mind that actually showed up, because people with their kids and old, young, strollers, bikers, people holding flags.
Advocates of marijuana, people ever against marijuana, you name it, they were there, and it was a huge thing. You know, we just walked down there, and we walked across the bridge, and let me tell you something, walking across the bridge was like being on the deck of a destroyer during bad seas, because that thing was moving back and forth. Though we had all the confidence in the world that the builder said you could put thousands of people on it. Well, it got tested that day. Well, since then, the Tea Party movement has grown, and it has been slammed in the news. It's been the way of describing teabaggers is obscene, teabag parties and all this. And how they could do that, it's, you know, it was to demean them. Well, all of a sudden, things started happening. They're organized in a loose confederation because they're called Tea Party. Our city right now has at least two Tea Parties that I know of. They have the Bostonian, they have the Reading Tea Party, both of which have events planned on April 15th. We're going to try to have the representatives from both of these events on our show next week so we can talk a little bit about it. And next week, of course, is a huge week because we have Cool April Nights. And we have a Cascade Theater. They've got a movie festival going on. So, you know, nobody should have nothing to do next week. There's going to be plenty of stuff to do.
And plus, we just had Logan's dad on. So there's the Logan fundraiser.
And that's at Dry Creek Station. That's
Logan's
at,
Heroes.
Yeah.
Be a Logan hero.
That's right. Anyway, one of the things is they're talking about the tea parties. And though they're widespread, and they are, you know, small towns, large cities have their tea parties, but are they going to form an alliance with each other and with the more conservative, I guess you could say the more conservative party, the Republicans? Well, it doesn't seem to appear that that's true. The Tea Party movement is pretty independent, and they're looking at what they stand for and conservative values, what they stand for in the Constitution, the idea that taxes, so many taxes and fees are levied on the people, and that's wrong. And why is it happening? But it also, they are self-described as conservatives or libertarians in most cases, not all cases, and it is a predominantly white movement. But it's not completely white. And to say that it is a racist movement is, again, a way of disparaging a movement of Americans that are just fed up. You know, I hear these things like, where were you under Bush when all these things were happening? Well, it's a good question. But the point is that they were there, and they were getting angry, and they were getting upset. But Bush never pushed the final buttons, the buttons of taking over car companies, the buttons of taking of the fear of losing your medical care. And trust me, my friends, nobody knows what's in that bill. Nobody knows completely. I was listening to commentators, and one who's a very liberal one says, there's taxes in this bill that are just starting to come out, that we talk about taxing the rich of over $250,000. That's not what's going to happen. He says, you make $150,000, you live on the East Coast, and you've got two kids in college, you're not rich. And yet, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be getting hit with taxes. And many of these don't even start until after the next election. So people are upset about this. And what do you do when you're upset and your elected representatives seem to be ignoring you? You get together, you wave signs. They come back for these little town hall meetings that used to be these little innocuous things that the incumbents could say anything they want, and they get challenged. They get challenged, and as they should be challenged. So, Tea Party groups, that's great. I think you need to go ahead and do that and challenge. Will they be another party? I don't think so. I don't think that's where it's coming. The one thing that would be kind of scary is if they challenge and they push and they split a vote in certain areas, where they could split a vote between a conservative Republican and one that is a moderate Republican, and split that vote and then say somebody that is liberal, more liberal, and does not really enjoy the views that many of us have wins. That could be a problem. But next week we're working to have both Tea Party groups on to talk about what they have planned for April 15th.
And we're also taking your calls at 605-4567. Starting at the 8 o'clock hour after Fox News, let's get more into this topic. But after the break, coming up at 7:50-ish, we have James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. We're so excited about this new issue and this new portion that we're going to do once a month, to bring in James and Rhonda Ball and some of the folks at Enjoy Magazine who are all over the community taking pictures, writing articles, letting you, the North State, know what is going on, where to go, what to do, who's doing what, who's growing what. I mean, we have so many incredible things here in the veins of our community that they bring to the forefront. We're going to be talking about that in a minute right after these messages. Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. By the way, Fat Bob, you've gotten accolades from people that really are liking the music.
You know, the intro music today with our upcoming guest should be like ABBA and Good Morning Sunshine and... Saturday night, you know, dun, staying alive. That whole groove.
Our guest are James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you.
And welcome to the welcome to Free Fire Radio and the first of many appearances that you'll have here talking about what's going on in our community.
Absolutely. Hopefully for that. That's exactly what we want. I think it's a good marriage between our businesses for sure.
Well, absolutely. And you, I gush. I'm sorry, I'm a gusher. When I love something, I gush.
We'll be good friends then.
And I did call Rhonda after I saw this latest issue, and how many times I've seen y'all on the street and said, you know, every time I turn around, your issue just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, I grew up in Sacramento where we started with just a little black and white magazine, and now it's just this blush. But I don't even think the Sacramento magazine is as arty and wonderful and visually as splendid as your Enjoy magazine is becoming. Yeah. Issue after issue. So let's talk about this month.
Okay,
and
great.
And let's start off with a little bit about the history of the magazine, and then we can go from progress from there.
Well, again, my name is James Mazzotta, and I really appreciate you guys here today and being part of your programming. This is going to be awesome. My job at, since we're talking about history, our core business is in-house marketing and advertising, and we're a full-fledged marketing and advertising agency from creating a simple little logo for your business locally to full business systems on an international level. We do media buying, television, radio, production campaigns. So that's our core business.
And you probably should say where we came from.
Yeah,
the
Fantastic Five.
The root.
the root
of the cause.
Yeah. We all worked for KMS Professional Hair Care here in Reading. And what was it, Rhonda, about 4 years ago now?
I've been with in-house for 5 years.
5 years, mm-hmm. Okay. The company was sold to Kao Corporation of Japan, then was turned over to Goldwell out of Germany to manage. So the company still exists, but in that transitional period when the company was purchased, you know, that whole scenario, everyone is assured your job is secure, and it took about 6 months, and most everybody was on their way out. KMS was unique, and it had its own in-house marketing and advertising agency, and that's where our core group came from. We were responsible for doing all the marketing for the company globally in some 80-some countries. When the company sold, we were let go, but the Lemons to Lemonade was that we went out on our own as our group and started in-house marketing and decided to use our talents and our education that we gleaned from KMS to help us with our own business development here in Redding, California. Shortly after that, the company realized that they had cut off their right arm, and for us, they hired us back, and we've been doing KMS's marketing and advertising for the last 4 years.
It's almost like you built this car. You guys are these, you know, the wonderful engineered minds and the marketing of, like, say, the Mustang,
mm-hmm.
and then a new company comes in and buys. And then you leave because of, you know, brought in from another country or whatever. And then they realize, wait a minute, our Mustang isn't doing so well.
Absolutely.
Come back in and market the Mustang. Love that.
And we went up and visited KMS and had a great tour through the factory and all that. So this has got like a happy ending.
It was a really great place to work and really great people to work with. And
who gave you your tour? Do you remember?
Alan.
Okay.
No. So you left the company.
Mm-hmm.
Started your own business.
Yep.
Company says, hired you back.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just the start.
That was the start.
That was the beginning.
Yeah. I'll let Rhonda share a little bit about the magazine side of it.
Well, after we were at in-house for about 6 months, we had talked about doing a magazine for a long time, even when we were at KMS, and how we really needed something like that. From James's mom, who lives in Visalia, they have a magazine. She sent one to James, and he said, oh, my gosh, we really need to do this. So we kind of started some comps when we were all at KMS saying, let's do this, knowing that our jobs were on the line.
It was more we wanted to do it for the community.
Yeah,
it was something
right.
Taking our talents, but really looking at what was happening in Reading and the revitalization and thinking, what piece of that puzzle is missing? What could we create that would be good for the community, could be highlight Northern California, and use our talents and just add another piece to that puzzle for Northern California.
Yeah.
And you have.
After about a year, we started Enjoy Magazine. It took us about 6 months to get the first one launched. But we decided we were going to do it, and we just started working on it, and we did it.
And the date for the first one, and then we'll take a break.
October 2006 was our first issue.
2006.
Wow.
Yeah. We are going to have to take a break, a hard break here for Fox News, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, some exciting things you've got coming up. I like to hear
great.
That. Give us a little insight.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. KCNR,
Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here for our second segment of the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor. You know, the last time I walked into there, which was just last week, it had such an aroma.
I love it.
Okay, James, you know what I'm talking about. You walk into that humidor, and it's just different spices in there. And it's and of course, they, you know, if you have a question about any of their products, somebody's there. They're so knowledgeable. Then you have Espresso Joe's, where you can get your coffee and get anything you want right there. And then a place to go with your computer. It's got a Wi-Fi area and have big meeting areas. And they have meetings in there all the time. You know, Tobacco and Brew is so much more than just a tobacco emporium. And Joe and Shelley support this community, too. Okay.
Our guest today, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. And this is a new segment that we're having on our show. I'm so thrilled to start the day after Easter, Monday morning. We're going to do this once a month to talk about what's happening in the North State and encourage you, our listeners, to go by and pick up a magazine. It's a great way to take you the magazine. Like, my folks were just here from Sacramento, and I gave them a magazine and I said, this is so awesome. It's telling you what's really happening up here in the North State. It's exciting. Rhonda, before break, we were talking about a little bit of the history still of Enjoy Magazine, and that you started in October 2006.
That was our first issue. And it has grown in size, almost doubled. Actually, we did double the size in December. We had a 96-page magazine when we started with 48 pages. And we had 48 pages for a long time. Our first issue was pretty interesting because we didn't know anybody. And we were scrambling to, I mean, this is not something that we've ever done. So we just kind of were flying by the seat of our pants. And we had a... my brother, who is the business editor for MSNBC, was our mentor, and he helped us a ton get started. So we were really lucky to have his expertise. And
I would have to say, too, part of the blessing is as you guys may know, we didn't have any boundaries or rules. So the silver lining was is that, as Rhonda's explaining, we did this just completely off the cuff. But with that, you also don't have anything tying you down. There's no barriers because you don't know the rules. You don't know what you're doing.
And you don't have a parent company telling you that you can't do that.
Yes, exactly.
So you get to stretch and grow and do beautiful things and learn your learn. Well, maybe you don't think that we can do that, but guess what? We can do it maybe in our own way. Mm-hmm. And then it's embraced just from the creative juice of that.
Yeah. Right. Well, we were down a team member when we decided to do this. And really, I try to credit Rhonda and give her kudos because she decided that it was time and we were just going to go ahead and start. And she just kicked it off and got going. And there's a story that I always tell and it makes us laugh because it's kind of a bonding moment, but, you know, it's serious. Rhonda went around the room handing out all of our assignments and our job descriptions. And it was like, you know, there's only five of us. So she spun in circles several times handing out jobs. And so we had five hats apiece. And I remember we were about 15 days out from going to press with the first issue. And she kind of slumped over in her chair. And one of my jobs was sales. But she slumped over in her chair and she looked over at me out of her, kind of her cubicle and said, hey, you think you want to get out and maybe sell some ads? And I was like, oh, man. And so I literally had 15 days to get out and fill the first issue before we went to press. And
it's so funny to look at that issue now because it's just so sweet.
Do you want to? You think you might want to go out and sell some advertising? Yeah. You know what? We hear that a lot around.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, that is a lot. That's the
and we had
part.
Nothing to show.
Yeah, we had nothing to show. When I was out saying, you know, we're going to do this really great magazine, just trust us. And when she says it's sweet to look at it, because when you do look back at it and you look at the ads, a lot of the people in there are people that we had worked with in the community through KMS. And were friends and family, you know, friends of friends and those types of things. People that knew who we were and what we were really about and knew the quality of work that we could produce.
Well, and those people stay loyal. We have some of those that have started with us 2 years ago on Free Fire Radio. And we were over at the other station on the weekends when you first started.
In August of 07. And they're still with us today.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's you know, when you're saying that, I'm talking, what a flashback, because it's exactly right. What can you show? Well, did you have any ratings?
No.
We don't. We're not even sure that all the wires are connected. You know, but people that have faith in you, just like they had in Enjoy, they do have faith in you, and they will, and they're there for you, and then everybody becomes happy.
Yeah.
When you succeed, they are just as happy.
You know how apropos is we're having this conversation to look down at the Enjoy magazine, which is the April issue, and it says blooming with abandon. Isn't that just very
good
cool?
Good words.
Yeah.
So let's talk about where, you know, the magazine, you've got so many wonderful things. The colors, I always say that it pops.
Yes.
Are we going to take a break here for before we go there?
We should.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are James Mazzolta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to talk about not just the magazine, but what's happening in our community for this next month. And, you know, this is just kind of like a joy fest coming on because we know where we've both been, where the others are, and we're enjoying it. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, Rich.
I like this song.
Karma, 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 karma.
Boy George, 80s,
yeah.
My
yeah.
time.
Right. Our guest are James Mazzolta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. What's going on?
Well, a lot's going on. You'd be surprised.
What's going on in the North State?
North State, yeah. One thing, too, that we really like to point out, our heart and soul is here in Great Redding because that's where we're from. But the publication really is a Northern California regional lifestyle magazine. And people ask me, you know, where is the product distributed? We have a marketing plan to take this magazine just north of Sacramento, all the way into Southern Oregon, coastline to state line, and that is the territory that we're developing. So we're currently in six counties. That's where we're doing our distribution. We mail over 10,000 of these into homes and businesses within those six counties, which we're really excited, and that's part of our demographic. And then you can obviously pick this magazine up in over 200 locations. So it is available. You can also read it online at www.enjoymagazine.net. We've got some cool things that are going to be happening with that, so you can read this in a kind of book format. It's something that would you might be able to load eventually on your iPad if that's something you're into. So we're really excited about that. So we're looking at the April issue, and first thing I'd like to point out is, you know, we obviously have great stories and great content, but we're also here today to kind of let people know the things that are going on in the community this month. And one thing I want to point out first and foremost is the Red Bluff Roundup, and to make sure that people go out and support that event. They're doing a lot of marketing this year. They've actually started a whole new campaign, which is really exciting with their television and stuff. So they're looking really good, and they're kind of pulling themselves up from the bootstraps and redefining this great event.
We
have a story about the Red Bluff Roundup Mixer, which is on the Thursday before the Roundup. Or before the rodeo. There is a story about the mixer in this issue.
And that's that open wide, double page, yellow pop I'm talking about.
Yep.
That's their ad, and then there's a story also.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Well, we want to try and get a couple bull riders in here.
Oh, yeah.
So we can talk. Or one of the bullfighters.
How about the clowns?
Well, you call them clowns, but they're affectionately known as bullfighters.
Yeah.
And,
that would be a good time.
Yeah, I think that would be a good time to get somebody.
Okay, so what else? That's great.
Yeah.
Cool Upper Nights, of course, is coming.
Yeah.
And that's the 14th through the 18th. And we have a story in this issue about Dwayne Tomei. It's a tribute to Dwayne, who passed away in July. And he was one of the founders of Cool April Nights, and it's just a really sweet story about him.
Well, you know, he was probably, not having lived here my whole life, but I was fortunate enough to meet Dwayne and get to know him in that sense, and then was went to his service. And the outpouring of love that day was just, I mean, you knew who Dwayne Tomei was, but then you found out really how the community felt that day. Unfortunately, you know, it was at his service, but I believe that he knew how the people in Redding and the North Sea felt.
It was more than Cool April Nights.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
That man had his fingers steeped deeply in so many events.
The children's charities.
Exactly, to help this great North State of ours. And he was kind of like, I guess if you would say he was the king of North State as far as fundraising, and just a very approachable guy, and greatly missed. But how wonderful to you give for you to give a tribute in his memory.
Yeah.
The first cool April night since his passing.
Right.
Well, and you know, too, just a little caveat here. I knew of what he had done, and that's kind of where, you know, those type of people that are leaders in these certain areas as far as fundraising and nonprofits and those types of things, when they stand out in the community and you see the things that they can do, it encourages you to stretch yourself. And Enjoy Magazine last year actually started a nonprofit wing to its business called ETC, which stands for Enjoy the Community Co. And the premise for that was I'm a big believer of kind of put your money where your mouth is, or, you know, actions speak louder than words. You know, our magazine are filled with words and they're great, but what kind of action are we going to take as a business as well? So we started the nonprofit, and the premise is for us to create venues in town to support and bring awareness and fundraise for other nonprofits. Use our venues to expose the community nonprofits that need support. And last year we launched Enjoy Movies in the Park. And so this year it will be our second season. It starts in June and goes through September. We'll be at Caldwell Park in June. July we'll be at Anderson River Park. August we are going to be at the Convention Center Lawn. And September we're going to be supporting the Martin Luther King Park and their after-school programs and fundraising for them. So each one of these months, we adopt a nonprofit organization to support, and so we're really excited about that.
So are those a donation as people go to the movies, or do you have people taking tickets, or how does that happen?
It's free to the community. It's in a community event. That's its intent and purpose. But, yeah, definitely if you feel so compelled to share and to support whatever organization that we're focusing on, all 100% of the proceeds that are collected at each one of those movie venues as donations go to that nonprofit. We also have vendors there for food, and they donate 20% of their proceeds that night to the event as well.
Good. That's definitely something that we need to do this year.
It's a great time. Yeah. Last year we had almost 900 people at one of our movies. I mean, you just bring your friends, family, loved ones, blankets, snacks, and just hang out under the stars and watch on a huge inflatable screen in our parks. So it's getting the community back into our parks, and you know, so
it's really all these are PG movies too.
We are allowed to go as high as PG-13, but we try to keep things family oriented. So a lot of them are family oriented, but even these days there's sometimes, you know, little things that pop up in there that give it a 13, but we try to stay within the PG range. Yeah, but we do G movies, you know, and you just we'll need to go Enjoy Movies, www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com. We'll be setting up and letting you know what will be the entire season and all of our location. Hopefully in the next probably 20 days that should be up. So we're excited about that.
Really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, so let's before we take our next break, let's find out some more about the issue this month.
I think this is one of my favorite issues. This is there's just a lot of really great stories and a lot of interesting things. I really love the story about Russ Edmonds, who's an animator for Disney, and he lives right outside of Red Bluff, and he's done a lot of animation for them and actually just worked on the Princess and the Frog movie for them. And he just seems like such a neat guy, and love the story. Love the layout for the story. And
how did you find him? Is he somebody who kind of is in the community, or word of mouth? That, you know, another guy that's doing great things that lives right up here?
It was really funny how we found this guy. His wife is an artist and also has worked for Disney. But she left me a voicemail and wanted to find out about advertising. And she said, and I have this website. So I went on her website before I called her back and found out about her husband, who has done a lot of animation for Disney and drawings, and they don't just do art for Disney, they don't just do drawings for them, but so I thought, oh my gosh, this is a really cool story. So
right.
I called her back and I said, hey, is your husband that animator? She said, yes, he is. So that's how we got this one.
Well, that's in this issue as well.
Yes.
Right.
Love this story. It's just really a sweet story. And then James was involved in the Fast and amphibious story,
yeah.
Which is really a cool story, too.
Tell us about that.
That one was close to my heart just because I'm a techno geek, and so anything cool and new, you know, I get really excited about. Rhonda, one of our other photographers on staff, wasn't available, and so she kind of threw the story and said, I need you to take care of this, and I was like, okay, great. We actually got to go up to Whiskeytown Lake, and we were there an entire day with a local company that it just surprised me to be here. Again, that's what's so great about this magazine is we really get to interact with some amazing people. But we have a story that's called The Fast and the Amphibious, and it's a company called, InSpace. And it's two gentlemen here, Rob Inns and Dan Piazza, and they are both really not from any specific background, but have taken their talents and have created this incredible piece of equipment that is a personal watercraft that mimics a dolphin. And what's so incredible is it's they have a single seat and they have a dual passenger model. These watercrafts can go up to 55 miles an hour on the surface of the water. They can dive and completely submerge themselves and then launch themselves into the air up to 12 feet into the air. They can rotate 360 in the water. But they're a hybrid between a dolphin and an F-16 fighter jet. It's unbelievable.
Did you get to go in and take a ride?
I did not, but I was there with one of our great riders, Melissa Golden, and we were there that day, and it was kind of a busy day, so I didn't get to, but I'm sure they would let me if I wanted to. But I'm kind of a big guy, and it's amazing how much you could actually fit into one of these little torpedoes. But the day that we were there, they were actually filming for a TV show on the G4 network. So the talent was there, and he was the one that actually was being trained because they were shooting an episode to put this on air. While we were also there, there were a couple gentlemen from the Bahamas that were looking to purchase a fleet of these to take to their island as tourist vehicles.
Right.
So,
the next best thing since parasailing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to keep talking about Enjoy Magazine, because the more you listen, the more you realize there is more to it. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. You need a haircut, you go down to Cypress Square Barbershop. This is not a omnisex barbershop. This is a barbershop. There are no gels. There are no hair dryers. There are no nails done. Forget getting a pedicure there. What you have is a haircut. That's what they do. DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter. You walk in, you get a haircut, shave around your ears. It's a great time. You talk. A lot of male bonding going on there. Moms, bring your sons down there. They have magazines to read. No, not that type of magazines. We're talking National Geographic, cars, guns and ammo, and that. Men bring their sons.
Old school barbershop.
It's an old school barbershop. That's exactly what it is, an old school barbershop. And I tell you, you enjoy yourself down there, and it's man's last stronghold.
Sure.
This is what the sign says on there, man's last stronghold. Do not expect to get a perm in this place. If it's a perm, you may not like it. All right. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, our guest are James Mozada and Rhonda Ball. And, you know, this thing was going to be a 10-minute interview about Enjoy Magazine. Of course, it is now taken off because we applaud a business people start. You know, it's a gutsy thing to do. And you started it, and it's becoming it's become a success. It's a beautiful magazine to look at, and it covers a lot of things, and you can pick them up all over town.
It's now a child in the game.
Yes.
It's out playing ball.
Yeah.
Well, as the show has taken a life of its own, as you said, it models the magazine. It's easy to sit around and talk about, you know, the magazine. And when we say magazine, you know, we can't forget that this is a community effort magazine. I mean, we have to give props and huge accolades to our writers, to our photographers. I mean, this is really a community effort. We just happen to be the place that it all comes together to put it together. But it really is about all the greatness of Northern California and its people and what they have to offer. I mean, it's just awesome. Oh, just real quickly, one of the things, we have a new photographer that has started with us about, what, 6 months ago? Or not even that.
Not even. September,
right? So, yeah. And he's been shooting for only a year. He just picked up a camera about a year ago. And he is so dynamic. It's such a wonderful individual that he got a call last week. Or he's actually on his honeymoon right now in Bali. He got a call from Martha Stewart to ask to potentially shoot for one of her wedding issues. And shortly after that, he got, I guess, contacted via his website potentially for a woman in Paris that's getting married in September. And she asked to fly him and his wife out for their September wedding, and he's going to be shooting that. So it's an amazing thing, what the magazine does for people and, giving them, shining a light on their talents and really exposing them so that they can use their talents for really what they want to do. It's so awesome.
And wonderful writers, like a shout out to Carrie Regan, who has been with you since day one, hasn't she?
Well, almost.
Almost.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's a wonderful writer.
And she just whips them out so fast. I can't believe her. She's really fun. We do the editor's picks every month, and for this year we're going to 12 different counties, and we're going to do stories, just kind of touch on some of the neat stuff about those counties. So,
and Carrie and Rhonda go do that together, and it's very Thelma and Louise. Seriously, the two of them get into a car and they head out to that.
You don't have a convertible, right?
Well, I saw you guys being celebrity bartenders next door or down the street, and I thought, "Woo, girls with guns!" Telling ya.
We have so much fun. She's just a lot of fun. But yes, a lot of the writers have been with us since the beginning.
Okay, closing thoughts here before we have to go.
Gosh.
Lots of things coming up, James. Yeah. James has another big baby that's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Exciting.
Well, you know what? We have to take a break, but can we, because I just want to, we've got to share this with the listeners. So, again, this is Carla and Linda. We are taking your emails, too, here, linda@kcnr1460.com.
I'm really excited
the weather.
To share this today.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be the first real public venue that we've said.
So hang
anything.
In after our news break here.
We should be.
The heartbreak. It is the 5th of April, in case you're wondering. Okay, yesterday, Easter. Oh, my gosh, we had the best time. 37 degrees right now. It's going to be rainy later today with a high of 52. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But we got to take a break here. Again, Linda at KCNR 1460, taking your emails. This is Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're having we're having a special announcement here from James Mazzolta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. Something big is going to happen, and you're going to say it first here.
Yeah. Well, gosh, that now sounds really scary.
Well, first of all, we're talking about Enjoy and the history of Enjoy magazine and all of your history, the five core, as you call them, your in-house marketing. And not too long ago, when I came to come visit your new digs, you were talking about a dream that you had, and it looks like that dream will be launched here shortly.
Yes.
And it's just going to be the most awesome thing. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Okay, great. Well, you're so good about helping me get segueing in there when our new digs came to visit. One of the things we wanted to share is that, our heart and soul is with Reading, and we just recently have relocated to the heart and soul of downtown Reading. So we're really excited about that. We're basically on the corner of Placer and California in a new renovated building, and we took two suites there. So our headquarters for the magazine and in-house marketing is there. The second suite that we actually took was something that we wanted to do again for a while. And, a lot of it is, again, this magazine is about the people, for the people, by the people,
right.
And our jobs are to just really shed light on some really great things that are happening in the community. So we wanted to take things to the next level, and one of the things that we had thought about, or we sit around thinking about, how is it that we're going to achieve that? And so we've come up with a great plan that we've actually started the construction of, and it's called Enjoy the Store. And we're really proud and excited about that. And really the philosophy behind this store is to highlight both local and regional products. and to really give exposure to companies that handcrafted things that are made, people that don't have an opportunity to get their products into a venue or a store to shed some light on it. And in turn, you know, the flip side for us, besides it just being a great feel-good, is that it actually helps us with content. And so every single month in the magazine, we're going to have a double-page spread called What's in Store.
Wow.
And it focuses and highlights an individual or a company or somebody that produces a regionally or locally produced product and really gives them the mileage they need to reach people to say, hey, you know, here I am, this is what I do, this is my passion, my love, and we really go into some question and answers and talk about their product. And then, you know, what the great thing is after the magazine launches, we haven't figured out the time schedules or the dates, but we'll have opportunities for meet and greets. So let's say the magazine launches on the 1st. That first Friday, we may be able to open the store up to the public to come in and actually meet the individual. If it were a winemaker, you might do wine sampling.
And they can start here on the air because we're all about trying to, you know, you shop local, stay local.
Absolutely.
Pump up the local community and bring them on. We love to give a voice to the face or kind of give people a little backstory that they might be, you know, somebody may be, I don't know, just kind of like, not even aware of what's going on.
Absolutely.
And they're listening to their AM radio station, they're listening to something, and all of a sudden here comes this person, and it piques their interest. Mm-hmm. And they come down, they want to meet that person.
Absolutely.
See them face to face, see your store. And so this whole thing is just another one of those huge, great increments that just empowers people.
Yeah.
And I know, for instance, for us, when Carl's sister and brother-in-law were here, they came in from Nashville, and I thought, God, myself, wouldn't it be great to have a one-stop shop where you could go and just get all this really cool, groovy, mm-hmm. local stuff, and they could take back for their friends
Absolutely.
Stuff from the North State?
Well, and again, how great it is that you just lead me into another spot. It's like magic, really. We actually plan on that. That's really one of the philosophies is we plan on having a section in the store called BYOB, which is Build Your Own Basket, and you would be able to come in and just buy single items and take them with you if you wanted as a gift. But really, you know, what we're encouraging people is to create small theme baskets for people as gifts. So let's say you wanted to do a wine basket. You might put a bottle or a couple bottles of regional wines. You might do some nuts. You might do a couple of hand-blown glasses from a local artisan. So you would build this basket out, and then it would be wrapped, and you could take it with you, or we could ship it for you. But the nice thing is when you come to the checkout stand and we scan everything out, the computer will generate a card that will slip in with a copy of the latest issue of Enjoy, and the card will actually detail every product that's in the basket and highlight where it was where its manufacturer made or its region and a little bit of its history. So the person receiving the gifts knows it's extremely personal, it was thought out, and it gives them an in-depth view of something that came from Northern California.
Now, here's what's interesting. As you're telling our listeners about this wonderful thing, are you building that program?
Yes.
See? I love that techie thing.
Yep.
Building up, I mean, really, isn't that amazing? I'm looking at Carl like, I love it.
Yeah. So we're really asking, even here today, since this is kind of really our debut, there are people that are aware of what we're doing, but this is really our first public, you know, announcement. If you're out there listening and you have a product that you think is a great product that would fit well in the store environment, we encourage you to contact us at Enjoy Magazine and share with us what you do. And let's see if we can find a way of really getting that product in our store and getting you out there. We're also going to have an online version. So as we build out the brick and mortar, there will be an online version of the product. So you could actually buy things and then have it shipped. Or you could, at some point where hopefully is you could build your basket online and just swing by and pick it up if you wanted to.
Wow. Well, a lot of people are going to want to do that can't just maybe just spend time, because it would be so fun to fill things and see things. Are there specific items that you're looking for?
You know,
it could be anything. It could be a writer who's written a book, or a musician who has a CD. It could be anything.
Yeah, woodworking, jewelry, scarfs, you know.
Accessories for your motorcycle.
Yeah.
There's a couple of places around here that build beautiful
trailers.
Beautiful things like timer covers or, mm-hmm. you know, air cleaner covers, or they put together bells because, you know, it's a big thing to ride with bells. Sure. And there's, I know of two companies around here that build just the most beautiful chrome accessories for your bikes.
No, absolutely everything. And you have to realize, you know, some of these people are not producing products to be in the business to become millionaires. They do it as a passion and a hobby. So things are limited. So the store's inventory will be rotated probably quite often based upon seasonal the availability, that kind of thing. So things will change a lot. And we're looking at possibly, because there'll be, you know, where you have limited space, it's a small boutique, there'll be things that people want represented that we can't fit in there. So we are looking to produce at some point a catalog portion of the business where you could actually see these items that wouldn't fit in the store. So if you came into the store, we will have a catalog section that you'll be able to flip through and find services and goods that are of larger size. Say somebody that builds a local kayak or something to that scale. So, yeah, we're super excited. We're hoping to be up operational late spring and then do an open house for our new business around that as well.
June 25th, we're going to have an open house.
See, she has a date. So, see, that's her way of pushing me and saying, that store will be open.
No kidding. June 25th, I've got it on my calendar.
Yeah.
And so you'll be in next month, of course, to talk about your next issue. But right now, go get Blooming with Abandon.
Yes.
It's a beautiful issue. We've been the word I want to say today, I feel really blessed being in the North State.
Yes.
And
so do we.
We're so lucky. And let's see, we're going to thank our guests, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. And
here's to a beginning of a good partnership.
Yeah.
We really enjoy being part of your programming and doing this. It's super, super exciting.
I think that we both have the best interest of our community in our mind. And that we want what's good for our community, and it will make our community successful, and then we'll be successful with that.
Absolutely.
So that's the way to go. We thank you so much for being here. And like we said, this is going to be a regular feature on KCNR and Free Fire Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank
and we
got
to take a break. This is Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's go to line 8. Donna, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. Wanted to let you and Linda and your listeners know that I was in Searchlight, Nevada on the 27th of March, and it was the biggest traffic jam I had ever been in. It took us about an hour and a half to get through the town of Searchlight. It was a great place to be, friendly people from Texas, from just all over the country. It was fun to read the banners and the signs and see all the yellow flags, the red, white, and blue. And
now, Donna, this in case people don't know, that this rally was to diselect Harry Reid?
Definitely not. It was to dump Harry Reid, and it was... in his hometown of Searchlight, Nevada, it was the Tea Party 3 Express, and just a great group of people. And there was a sea of cars. When we got into town, we could not believe the traffic. And I saw two men dressed like patriots, Revolutionary War uniforms, and holding flags. And I said, "Where's the rally?" And they just said, "There's no parking, but go and see the sea of cars." Well, it took us an hour and a half to get to the sea of cars because the traffic was just crawling along, and you could get out of your car, get your snacks out of the back. You could take pictures. You saw people change drivers, and, I mean, it just was moving so slow. But it was a great place to be, and I went on up to Henderson Pavilion near Las Vegas and met Chuck DeVore was endorsed by the Tea Party, and that will count a lot toward him in his election running against Barbara Boxer. There was an Ann Coulter there that I was so far away I needed binoculars to see her. But anyway, it was just a great place to be, and it was very, very encouraging to see the people turn out and really care about the country and want to see us elect people of principle.
Well, you know, I think that's what everybody wants. We want people of principle that put the welfare of our nation in front of personal gain. You know, that takes the people that walk in their offices from the political action committees with their suitcases of money, the people that come in here and lobby for things that are good for their little agency but not good for the country. I'd like to see all those people tossed out that do that, and let's put people of honor and integrity in there. I can't help but think that there's more people that are just as able, if not better, that need to replace some of the incumbents in there.
Right. Well, I appreciate you and Linda and having the tobacco and brew where that we can meet the candidates and get better acquainted with them and know those that we do want to support.
Well, this Friday, thank you so much for that. And, of course, you know, it's all interactive. It inspires us to bring our candidates on Friday and then bring them after they've been on the air, and they can take your calls to come in person. And this Friday, we do have scheduled Benito and Carlton.
That's a debate. So
we're making sure that we're securing that. It has been on the calendar for them to do the show, both the show and the debate again. So
I will look forward to being there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. What we're going to do is we're going to have the debate from 7:30 to 9:00. The way it's planned right now.
Okay.
And then, so everybody would be down there. And right now we're just working on the technical side of it. At the very least, they're going to be in a debate from 7:30 to 9:00 here in the station. But what we're trying to do is have it down at Tobacco and Brew. The first 90 people that get in there get to stay. And then we'll have coffee. And then we'll go, and unlike rest of radio, we're just going to break at the hour and the half hour for a couple minutes. And then the rest of the time, it's going to be a debate. So, thanks for calling, Don. Thank you so much. It's time to take a break. And speaking of breaks, here we go. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sheer. 9 to noon on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. April 5th. Currently 39 degrees outside. Oh, it is so good. It's Monday. You know, I just feel, just been great. You know, after, I just love the rain. I'm ready for it to not be so rainy, but, you know, happy to have the rain and happy to have, 21 feet, Bob? Is it 21 feet from the
highest crest.
From the
right.
From Shasta Lake being full. Now, this year, I have never been on a houseboat on Shasta Lake. I feel like the country bumpkin who's never, you know, been in a big city. This year, we've got to do the houseboat trip. Email came in I want to share with our listeners because this is really, really special. Last week, we had a guy on by the name of Michael McKenzie, who is a computer guy. And if many of you remember that he talked about his brother who was in the military, he used to be a Marine, and then he became in the Army, and he'd been in three or four different battles, and thank you so much. And he also said if you wanted to, did this tribute to military, if you were a veteran, that he would give a discount working on any kind of computers, but mainly PC. So I just opened my email, and this is from his brother, Matthew, who lives, he got back from Afghanistan, and I think he's living somewhere, I think, in the South. He said, I just listened to your radio broadcast that had my brother Michael McKenzie on it. Sorry I was not able to call in or email when he was on, but thank you so much for taking the time to have Michael on your show. I know it means a lot to him, and I want to thank you guys so much for your support of military personnel. Take care and God bless, Matt McKenzie. And then he later says in Psalm 144, praise be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
And our hearts for peace. Oh, you know what? This is, supporting the veterans is so easy. And supporting those warriors out there. I don't understand the concept of not. And it's probably where I come from. But all the people I know, many of them oppose war. They think that being in Iraq and Afghanistan is wrong. I mean, they do. I mean, they feel it in a visceral way, which is fine. But they all have one other thing in common, is that they support those men and women that are out there. Some of them whose sons have fought have just, you know, completely opposed the war. And now, you know, but they support the men and women who put their lives on the line. And, you know, that's just the way it is, the way it goes like that. You know, we talked about a number of, and today was like Tea Party, you know, will they have, you know, do, how much of an impact they're going to have. And they will. They'll have an impact. They've already had an impact. It's just how much is. But there's a, and as Donna called out in Searchlight, they're trying to throw Reed out. And Reed, by the way, is running right now behind all three of his Republican opponents. So that should be an interesting, where the Senate Majority Leader may not make it back in November. And there's, I think, a lot of people that have voted for the health care, voted for the TARP, voted for some of these others. And some of these other bills that are coming up, my friends, you know, it's, you start looking at the cap and trade. You're looking at Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You know, they're pushing a lot of agenda items here, even though that, you know, and pushing all of these is going to change the fabric of this country completely. You know, the latest one about your cars by, I think, 2016 or 2020, it's got to be able to get 34 miles to a gallon. It's got to do these other things, and it's supposed to save gasoline or cost on gasoline. Well, we don't know that. We know that you can make a car lighter, and you can make it so that, yes, it'll get further mileage on gasoline, but we don't know how much gas is going to cost. Or we have to take an energy policy like that and say, well, let's drill. Let's drill more. Let's make, you know, let's become independent of the Middle East or some of these other places that are not our friends. Hugo Chavez. I like to never buy another cent of oil from this man. And why keep putting billions and billions of dollars back in the Middle East and let them use it to find different ways to kill us? Anyway, unemployment, everybody's talking about. There's unemployment is still at 9.7. And what happens after the 1.4 million people they've hired to do the census, what happens after that when the census is over and they come back into the out of the workforce? Are we going to be looking at 10% unemployment? Right here in Shasta County, and it's a good editorial that I saw in the Record Searchlight, that it shows that the share of all Shasta County jobs that are in government has risen from around 19% in the 1990s to a spike in February of 31%. 31% of the jobs are government jobs. They've climbed in the county, even as the private sector has nosedived, shedding fully one-seventh of all jobs since the 2006 peak. And the trend is similar all throughout California. How much more? How many more people can we hire at the government? I mean, yeah, now you have more people working within the people that are in the private sector are having to pay these, you know, pay these taxes. Yes, people that work for the government, they pay taxes too. But, you know, there's something, you know, it shouldn't be that most of the jobs are in the government instead of the private sector. That's wrong. That's just completely wrong. The private sector is what's going to pull this country out of this recession. And the way you pull a country out of the recession is by providing more jobs and not making it life on business so hard. And, you know, the one thing I've heard since I've been on this show is every one of the politicians that are on here or the people that are running say exactly the same things. We have to make it easier on business. We have to cut the fees. We have to go through these rules and regulations and change them. You know, every one of them says it. How many of them are going to do it? That's the best thing about when you get these people in front of you. What are you going to change? Are you going to change this? Do you agree with this? What about this? You make the people answer the questions. And if they don't want to appear in front of their constituents, you got to ask yourself, why? Why don't they want to appear? Why won't Wally Herger debate Pete Stiglitz? They're both Republicans, yeah. But why won't he debate him? What's wrong with that? You know, Wally's done a lot for the North State. There's some things he's done, though, that he needs to come out and tell the people why. And why not do it with Pete Stiglitz? Because I tell you right now, the Democratic candidate doesn't have much of a chance. But Wally needs to tell us what's going on. I strongly agree that he needs to have a debate there. This is Carl and Linda Bott Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.